It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, my friend. I've just been talking with an older friend of mine about families. Mm-hmm. And I thought we just might have this play figure family to use today. This is a father and the mother and the baby. And I'll set up a house for them. Remember this house that I have in here? Kind of a playhouse. Doesn't look much like a house like this, does it? But if you open it up, put some walls. Let's put this wall here. Put another wall in here. We can put another wall over here. Now it looks a little more like a house. Let's pretend that this is the baby's bedroom in here. And over here is the living room. And the mother and father can be putting the baby to bed. Give it a kiss. And then they go into the living room. And then the mother and father can have some time together, alone. What kind of a story would you make up about this family in this house? Oh, there's somebody at our door. Would you look to see who it is, please? Oh, Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, Mr. Rogers. Here's a letter from Mrs. Lauver for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now, if you'll just sign for me.
Glad
there
to.
There you go. There's the pen.
Thank you.
And I thank
you. Would you stay, Mr. McFeely?
Busy day today, but I'll be back sometime again. Good day, Mr.
Well,
Rogers.
I hope so. Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome.
Busy day, Mr. Rogers. Busy day. Mrs. Lauver is a friend of mine who lives in this neighborhood here. Oh, I'd like you to see this note. It says, "Dear Mr. Rogers, if you have time, bring your television friends to visit today. I'll be glad to show you and them the dolls I have here. Cordially, Mrs. Lauver." Mrs. Lauver has a big collection of dolls. And I asked her one time if I might be able to take you over and you could see them. So maybe you'd come with me today and see them, would you? Okay, let's go right away. Go somewhere today. Let's be together. And stay and stay. Let's go together today. Right away. Let's be together today. Go visit Mrs. Lover at her house. Come along.
Come.
Thank you very much for the invitation. I've wanted my friends to see your dolls for a long time.
Well,
there's so many. Where will we start?
Well, why don't we start right here?
Oh, first of all, I'd like you to meet my friend, Mrs. Lover.
Happy to have you come.
My television neighbor.
Let's start right here.
Good. Oh, that's an old baby buggy, isn't it?
Yes, it's almost 100 years old.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And the doll is even older.
It is. Is it the kind that you could play with?
Not too much. It's very breakable. But children loved them because they were beautiful.
She is beautiful. But didn't children have any kind of dolls they could play with?
They could play with these. These are equally as old. These were made by a man who came to Germany, from Germany to this country, and made the first dolls that children could play with without breaking. They're made of paper mache.
Oh, and how old are they?
Well, this one is dated 1858, and this one is even older.
Oh, my.
Aren't they, dear?
They've had a lot of loving, haven't they?
Oh, they have indeed. She has her original dress. And she, I think, is my very extra special.
Mm. Are their hands made of leather?
Their hands are made of leather, and their bodies are made of cloth. Some mother made the body. The doll heads were always bought.
I see. Oh, you have so many.
These came along a little later. These are German bisques. Beautiful dolls, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. They're not soft, though, are they?
No, they are unglazed china. But the most lovable dolls are the rag dolls, made by some loving mother for her little girl to play with.
Oh.
She
Hello
lovely.
There.
Her name is Jenny.
Jenny?
Here is a doll made also by some kind lady. This is a Godey schoolgirl.
What does that mean?
That means a little girl who lived about 100 years ago. And this is a surprise because here is her teacher.
Oh, it's really two dolls in one.
Yes, it is.
Little girls like to play teacher too, don't they?
Oh, indeed.
See that? You can play schoolgirl, and then you can play teacher.
Isn't she fun?
Mm-hmm.
These are dolls from other countries. And this doll I made for my own little girl when she was little. Her name is the doll's name is Valentine O'Day.
Valentine O'Day. She's a soft one.
Yes, the cuddly ones are the nicest to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the cuddly dogs. Better than dolls, my little girl liked.
Soft animals.
Soft animals. Soft little dogs.
Mm.
Soft cats and rabbits. Teddy bears.
Here's a...
That's a French doll carriage with a baby in it. And, of course, every child knows Raggedy Ann and Andy.
Oh, my, yes.
And the Oriental dolls. Aren't they lovely?
This is a Japanese lady, isn't it?
Yes, she is.
Beautiful. And what about this little boy?
That's a Korean baby.
I suppose he looks like a real Korean baby, does he?
I'm sure he does.
And here's a
and
little
that is boy. A little girl from China.
A little Chinese girl. Put her over here. What about this one?
This one was given me very recently by my nephew who is in Thailand.
Oh.
She's...
She must be a Thai dancer.
I'm sure she is, and isn't she lovely?
Mm-hmm. P. people in different countries must make dolls to look like themselves.
Oh, they do. For instance, here are a couple little Greek children.
All from Greece. They're handsome. Are all these books about dolls, Mrs. Lawler?
Yes, many books have been written about dolls. Many collectors learn a great deal about their collection from reading a well-written book.
Many pictures.
And they learn from each other, too. In fact, it's quite a friendly organization. We write to each other. I have letters from friends all over the country. We talk about our dolls, and we trade dolls sometimes, and sometimes sell to each other.
You know, children collect things, too, and talk about their collection with each other. What about these over here?
These are German bisque, and this little rocking chair was my father's chair where he sat and rocked when he was a little boy.
Oh, your father, a little boy.
This doll was made by a Mrs. Putnam, who decided that dolls should look like children and baby dolls should look like babies instead of grown-ups. About 75 years ago, she patented these dolls.
And so she was the first to make baby dolls look like babies.
That's right. And these little girls are just ready to have a cup of tea. Would you like to have one?
Well, I'd be glad to have some milk if you have any.
Certainly. If you'll excuse me, I'll go get it for you.
Could I help you?
No, why don't you look around at the dolls while I'm gone?
Fine. We will.
Except for these dolls, I'd rather you didn't touch. They're much too fragile.
These here?
Yes.
All right.
I'll be back in a minute.
Thanks, Mrs. Lover. We're not supposed to touch these. If they're too fragile, that means they're too easily broken. It's hard not to touch things when they look so interesting, isn't it? But there's some things over here we are allowed to touch. This is the one that Mrs. Lover's daughter played with when she was a little girl. What did she call it? Valentine O'Day? Is that what she said? Why don't we use her to make believe with? And here's a soft animal toy. It's a dog. We could use him to make believe too. Valentine O'Day could be Lady Aberlin. And she could be over by the castle. And who would the dog be in the neighborhood of make-believe? Bob Dog, all right? Let's have Bob Dog, looks as if he's looking up into the air, looking for something, maybe a new lesson for Dr. Bill.
Yet, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, I guess we'd better report to Dr. Bill.
We sure have been looking a long time for that letter.
I'm afraid Dr. Bill's going to be awfully disappointed.
Well, let's go. That's the letter?
Oh, I think that's a cloud.
Oh, well, it looks like a letter.
Clouds look like a lot of things.
Look, look, now it looks like a dog biscuit.
It does. I like clouds.
Clouds are nice.
Oh, Bob Dog.
What?
Yeah, look at that one. Doesn't it look like a sheep?
What? It surely does. There's one looks like a face. Look. See the nose?
It's like a dog's face.
Yes. Roar!
Roar! Special today, dolls. The clouds are special today.
Beautiful.
Oh, Dr. Bill.
Oh, friends. Oh, do you have the letter?
Oh, no, we've seen several clouds, but not one of them was your lesson.
Hmm. Are you sure it's supposed to arrive today?
Aye, well, this letter here came yesterday, and, well, it said, well, here, you read it yourself. Oop.
Nice.
Dear Dr. William Duckbill Platypus, this letter is to inform you that your first lesson from pediatrician school will arrive tomorrow. Be on the lookout for it. Pediatrically yours, Sarah Joanne Bird,
aye.
Registrar.
And we've all been on the lookout for it.
Oh, yes, I've been looking ever since this morning when you called me.
My neck is stiff from looking up.
Maybe some liniment would help.
Oh, we've seen practically every cloud and saw some beautiful shapes. I'm beginning to think it will never come. Dr. Bill?
Aye?
Let's look up one more time.
All right. Let's just take one more look. All of us together. One, two, three, look up.
What's that?
Oh, that must be it. That must be it.
Oh,
can you catch it?
Let's get it, Lady Everly.
Right.
Can you get it?
Go.
Got it. Here, Dr. Bill.
Oh, splendid, splendid.
Lesson number one.
Oh, would you open it for me, please? It'll probably be very complicated, and I'll read what's inside then.
Of course.
What's here? Why, I can't believe it.
What does it say?
Well, see for yourself.
Dear Dr. Platypus, this is lesson number one. Get a practice baby doll. That is all. Yours sincerely, Sarah Joanne Bird, Registrar.
A practice baby doll?
Maybe you'll need it for a future lesson.
But where would I get a practice baby doll?
Lady Lane Fairchild. She's having a special on dolls at the museum today.
Well, I guess we'd better ask her for some help then.
Isn't that lucky?
I just never thought that the first lesson would be anything like that.
Oh, stick with it, Dr. Bill. It may turn out to be a very good course.
All right.
I'm happy for you.
Special today. Special on dolls. Hello, dears. Lots of dolls today. Doll for Lady Aberlin?
We need a doll for Dr. Bill.
Dr. Bill? Well, he's a grown-up man.
Oh, I know, Lady Lane, but lots of grown-ups like dolls, different dolls, you know?
Oh.
And besides, this one is for Dr. Bill's...
I'm not ashamed to tell her. This is for my course in the pediatrician school, Lady Elaine.
Oh, Oh, for your course at school. Well, what kind of a doll do you want?
Well, what kind do you have?
Oh, well, I'll just show you. Just look into this selectoscope here, mm-hmm. and I'll just show you what kind we have. Here we go. Take a look. Right, now, which one do you want?
Oh, but Lady Elaine, it all went so fast, I could hardly tell one from the other.
Oh, well, then I'll make it go slowly this time. Look again.
Oh, well. Oh, dear, so many. Oh, that will do. That will be all right there. I've seen enough.
All right, then. That one is 5376482. You all just come on inside and find it in the doll room. Right. You can all have some tea and milk while you're here, too. Come along, dear. Yes, aren't you glad I had a special today? Yes, come along, doll room.
We've had our milk and tea. Is this a doll's tea service?
Yes. It was given to me when I was 8 years old. And it never broke.
You've taken good care of so many things. And you took good care of us today, and we're grateful.
So glad you came. Do come again, Fran.
Thanks,
Miss And bring
Lover.
Your friends.
Thank you. Have a good day. So, I've seen a big doll collection. We read the note from Mrs. Lover, and we accepted the invitation. Yeah, if you ever go to a museum to see a big doll collection, there'll be many of them that you won't be allowed to touch. But you can look at them. Yeah. Oh, Lady Elaine showed those dolls so quickly in make-believe. Nobody could choose from all of those, seeing them that quickly. No, Dr. Bill wanted to take his time to choose a practice baby doll. Many people use play figures and playhouses to practice. Yeah. Practice the way it'll be when they're grown up. Sure. People even use playhouses like this to learn how to decorate. Or to design houses. Do you know anybody who builds houses? Any dads? Oh, there's somebody at our door. Let's see who it is. Why, it's Betty Aberlin. Betty, hi.
Hi. I've just seen Mrs. Lover.
Well, come in.
Thank you.
We were just visiting her, too.
She tells me you're interested in dolls today.
Oh, well, I'm interested in all kinds of play.
I'm on my way to the theater, and I brought you one of my favorite dolls.
Where is it? Oh, it's very small.
Yes. Her name is Rose Matilde. One of the children at my theater named her Rose Matilde, and she's very, very small.
Would Rose Matilde like to see?
Oh, what a nice house.
Yeah. We have a family in it. A mother and a father and a baby.
Maybe she could sit in the chair where the mother and the father are.
Sure.
In the living room? Rose Matilde?
Rose Matilde in the chair. All kinds of stories that you can make up about.
Oh, yes, we often use
like
dolls
this.
At the theater.
Oh, do you?
In plays and so on.
Would you like to borrow this house?
Oh, I would, yes.
Oh, well, it's fairly heavy. I could bring it over to you.
Will you?
Mm-hmm.
Grand. You know, maybe I could take the little dolls.
You're welcome to
I'll take them on ahead.
Sure, the baby and
baby?
The mother and father.
The mother?
You do so many interesting things at your theater.
Oh, yes, we do. It's so nice to know that it's there for me to go to. I have to go now. You bring it over later.
Mm-hmm, I will.
Grand. Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Thanks for showing us your tiny one.
Oh, Rose Matilde says goodbye.
Goodbye, Rose Matilde. Well, if she wants this house, we better clean it out. I suppose she'll want the walls, the inside walls, too. Okay, well, I'll put the furniture away. That is? I might go. Like that. That's time for me to go off, too. But I'll be back tomorrow. And you and I will do more things then. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. For you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And the plays that you would make up with play figures and dolls would be all your own. I like you just the way you are. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.